Konting update lang po on Israel. Itong darating na linggo, very critical, alam natin to. Very critical ang sa sitwasyon sa Israel. Ito po ay tuloy-tuloy nating pinanalangin. I ask the leaders, the cluster heads to continue to pray daily for September 20. Hindi lang pala ito September 20, no? Please take note. September 20 to 23, kailangan po nating tuloy-tuloy na panalangin dahil I understand that the Palestinians will go to the UN General Assembly on the 23rd. Siguro 20 yung Security Council, I don't know, but 23 is also very important because Prime Minister Netanyahu will be addressing the UN against some advices of the EU and the UN. Now, sana daw walang Israeli official there, but he is going there and he's going to address the UN. And so we have to cover him with our prayers. And naniniwala tayo na itong nangyayaring ito, talaga pong naka-prophesy po ito sa Biblia na mga ganito mga pangyayari. Ito po ay patunay na talaga pong nasa end times tayo. Amen? Hindi ko po akalain na darating ang araw or makikita ko sa aking, in my lifetime, the fulfillment of the words na nakalagay sa mga prophets, books of prophets na in those days or in the last days or nangyayari na po yung mga in those days na yan. Nangyayari na sa mga panahon na ito. And so these are very critical times. So dapat po malaman natin kung saan tayo, ano ang klaseng panalangin natin, ano saan tayo lulugar sa ating mga opinion. And Israel is always in the center of this end-time drama. And we believe na itong nangyayari po, ina-allow ni Lord ito, lalo lang sa yung situation na ito na the Palestinians want to have their own state within Israel, no? Within the land of Israel, which was given by the God of Israel to the descendants of Abraham through Isaac and Jacob, meaning the Jewish people. Gusto naman po nating magkaroon ng Palestinian state. Kawawa rin po sila at wala po silang, they are stateless. They don't have any identity as a people. Pero huwag naman po doon sa Israel, no? Napakarami pong Arab lands na pwede nilang kung saan sila pwedeng tumira, but not in Israel, which is the land of our God, the God of Israel. Amen? Yun po ang ating pinapanalangin o pinaglalaban. And ito pong sitwasyon na ito, we believe that God is just telling Israel here that He is the only one that they can rely on at this time, no? Saka makikita dito kung sino talaga ang mga tunay na kaibigan ng Israel. At ito po ay walang iba kung hindi tayo, mga katawan ni Kristo. Amen? The Christians. We are the ones who are standing with Israel during these critical times. And tayo naman, the Lord is in control of Israel. The Lord has His own plans and purposes for Israel. At naniniwala tayo, according to the Word of God, that the God of Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. He watches over His people. Ang importante po dito, pinapakita rin ni Lord na dito sa sitwasyon na ito, makikita dito sa mga bansa, no? Sa mga bansa and even the churches, because there are many churches, especially in the West, who do not have the light yet, and they are also anti-Semitic. They are also fighting against Israel. And so makikita dito kung anong mga bansa at mga churches ang pumapanig si Israel. Because the Lord wants to know who are the sheep nations, who are the goat nations, and the Word of God tells us that judgment will come upon the goat nations. No? So paano niya malalaman kung hindi sa pamamagitan ng mga ganitong pagkakataon, na bibigyan ng pagkakataon ang mga bansa para sabihin nila kung saan sila pumapanig. Kaya po napaka-importante ipanalangin natin ang ating bayan. No? Of course, we pray a lot for Israel, but most especially also for the nations, for our nation, that we will continue to be a sheep nation. Marami na po tayong mga blessing na tinanim para sa Israel, especially in 1947, nung we were the only Asian country who voted yes in favor of the establishment of a Jewish homeland for for them, for the Jewish people. We tayo ang nagbigay ng very critical vote, and we were the only Asian nation who gave that kind of vote. At sana po ay huwag mawala ang blessing na yan, because all those who bless Israel will be blessed. Amen? And hindi lang yung all those who curse Israel will be cursed, but ang dami pong mga salita ng Diyos na nakalagay na all those who oppress His people will be destroyed. All those who do not serve Israel will be destroyed. All those who try to move Jerusalem from where it is right now, they will just hurt themselves, sabi ni Lord. No? At nangyayari na po ngayon ang pinaglalabanan ang Israel. And so we pray for our government, yung Noi people, yung marami pong pumirma doon. We bless the Lord for those who signed, even those who did not sign, but I know that your heart is for the Lord. Huwag kayong manghinayang, di kayo nakapirma, etc. And I understand that the letters were already given to our president, and even some pastors went directly to the Department of Foreign Affairs. Hindi ko lang po alam kung ano ang naging ang sitwasyon ngayon. So we pray na the Lord will raise up divine connections sa ating government. We were working with Brother Eddie and yung anak niyang head ng TESDA, si Congressman Joel, yeah, and some divine connections. No? Hindi po pwede kasi hindi basta-bastang susugod ka na lang sa Malacanang, no? At pakikinggan ka, di ba? So kailangan merong medyo nakakakilala or nakakasalamuha niya na magbigay ng ating petition. And lumabas na rin ito sa dyaryo, and we pray that, I understand yesterday there was a motorcade sponsored by the Full Gospel businessman. And there was coverage daw ng media, although hindi ko po nasundan ito. On another note, si Sister Marisa Albert, siya po ang pinaka head din ng Kol Adonai Jerusalem Eastgate Foundation na sa Mount of Olives, inimbitahan po siya ng the Orthodox Jews to pray in the Great Synagogue. Great Synagogue. Ito po yung pinaka kumbaga, kung sa Katoliko, pinaka-cathedral ng Jewish people sa Jerusalem. No? Yung pinaka-main synagogue nila. And hindi po sila basta-basta doon nag-iimbita ng Gentiles. No? But she is the only Christian and she is the only Asian na inimbita to pray with the Orthodox Jews itong mga panahon na ito. I think maybe today or maybe yesterday during Shabbat. And these Jews are aware in 1947 yung ginawa ng natin, no, as a nation, the only Asian nation that gave them a yes vote for the establishment of the State of Israel. And so sana po, we really pray that this time, which is very critical, we are going to say no to a Palestinian state within Israel. Amen? And so just to pray for Israel, I just want to read some of the word of God. Father, we proclaim these words, Lord, in your presence. Your words are true. Your words will not return to you void. And so you commanded us, Father, in the name of Yeshua, our Lord, you commanded us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And so we pray and we declare shalom to you, Jerusalem. We pray, Lord, that Jerusalem will never be divided as the capital of the Jewish state of Israel. Hallelujah. And Lord, we proclaim in Isaiah 62, you said, Lord, that because I love Zion, I will not keep still. Because my heart yearns for Jerusalem, I cannot remain silent. I will not stop praying for her until her righteousness shines like the dawn and her salvation blazes like a burning torch. In Isaiah 62, verses 6 to 7, O Jerusalem, I have posted watchmen on your walls. They will pray day and night continually. Take no rest, all you who pray to the Lord. Give the Lord no rest until He completes His work, until He makes Jerusalem the pride of the earth. Lord, give that favor, give that blessing to us, Lord, the friends of Jesus Christ, that we will not give you rest, O Lord, through our prayers until we see Jerusalem as the pride or the praise of the earth. And also, the words in Psalm 105, Lord, these are some of the words that you said or you confirmed to us about the possession of the land by the Jewish people. Psalm 105, 8 to 15. He always stands by his covenant, the commitment he made to 1,000 generations. This is the covenant he made with Abraham and the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree and to the people of Israel as a never-ending covenant. I will give you the land of Canaan as your special possession. He said this when they were few in number, a tiny group of strangers in Canaan. They wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another, yet he did not let anyone oppress them. He warned kings on their behalf, do not touch my chosen people and do not hurt my prophets. Also in Isaiah, in Ezekiel 36, Lord, you confirmed there, Lord, that the mountains of Israel, which are the area, the West Bank, called the West Bank at this time, the mountains of Israel are yours, Lord. And you promised in Ezekiel 36 that you are going to bring back the people, that you are going to prosper this land, Lord, because this belongs to your people. The Judea and Samaria, this belong to your people, the Jewish people. Lord, also we proclaim in Isaiah or Psalm 83. I will read the whole Psalm, Psalm 83. O God, do not be silent. Do not be deaf. Do not be quiet, O God. Don't you hear the uproar of your enemies? Don't you see that your arrogant enemies are rising up? They devise crafty schemes against your people. They conspire against your precious ones. Come, they say, let us wipe out Israel as a nation. We will destroy the very memory of its existence. Yes, this was their unanimous decision. They signed a treaty as allies against you. These Edomites and Ishmaelites, Moabites and Hagrites, Jebalites, Ammonites and Amalekites, and people from Philistia and Tyre. Assyria has joined them too and is allied with the descendants of Lot. Do to them as you did to the Midianites and as you did to Sisera and Jabin at the Kishon River. They were destroyed at Endor and their decaying corpses fertilized the soil. Let their mighty nobles die as Oreb and Zeeb did. Let all their princes die like Zeba and Zalmunna. For they said, let us seize for our own use these pasture lands of God. Oh my God, scatter them like tumbleweed, like chaff before the wind, as a fire burns a forest, and as a flame sets mountains ablaze. Chase them with your fierce storm, terrify them with your tempest, utterly disgrace them until they submit to your name, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and terrified forever. Let them die in disgrace. Then they will learn that you alone are called the Lord, that you alone are the Most High, supreme over all the earth. Father, we pray for these neighboring countries, Lord, of Israel. We pray for the Arab people, Lord. You have given them Yeshua as their Messiah. Oh, Father, we pray, Lord, that you will open their eyes, O God, and they will bow down to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Lord God of Israel, the Holy One of Israel. Every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus, the Messiah, is Christ. Hallelujah. And so, Father, we also pray for our land, Lord, for our nation, O God. We pray, Lord, tuloy-tuloy namin dinadalangin sa iyo ang aming Presidente, Panginoon, at ang Department of Foreign Affairs, kung sino man po ang maging representative sa United Nations, Lord, para dito sa botohan. Lord, we pray for the sake of our nation, for the sake of the Filipino people. We pray, Lord, that we will say no. No to divide the land of Israel. No to give out the land, your land, to the Gentiles, to other people, to the Arab people. Hallelujah. We pray, Father, for this favor. And we pray for President or Prime Minister Netanyahu, Lord, especially as he addresses the United Nations on September 23. We pray for covering upon him. We pray for your favor. We pray for your anointing upon him. You have raised him up in such a time like this And so be with him, Lord. And the entire nation of Israel, we just put them into your hands, O God, right now. Hallelujah. And our people also. We pray for the body of Christ here in the Philippines, Lord, to be united, to stand with Israel. Hallelujah. And all the blessings we receive right now as we bless Israel, we receive the blessings. Bless all the friends of Jesus Christ, Lord. Hallelujah. Who are blessing you, Lord God of Israel. Bless all of us. Bless our churches. Bless the church in Canada, Lord. As they are very, very active also. Very, very much. All their hearts are for you, Lord God of Israel. And for your plans and purposes during these end times. Kami lahat, Panginoon. Hallelujah. Ay nagpapala sa iyo, Diyos ng Israel. Tinatanggap namin ang iyong pangako na mga pagpapala. And we give you all the honor and the praise. We receive the blessing. Thank you for the victory, Lord. On September 20 to 23, whatever you will allow, Lord, we know that you know what you are doing, Lord. Your plans and purposes will be fulfilled. Hallelujah. Ang dinadalangin lang po namin lalo na ay aming bansa na hindi po maging goat nation. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. And so let's go to the Word of God today. Karamihan po sa atin, matagal ng Kristiyano, matagal ng namubuhay bilang Kristiyano. And tingnan natin sa mga panahon na ito, if we are living our lives according to how the Lord wants us to live our lives. And most of us, we have been saved. We have come to the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ for a few years. And ang buhay po natin ay ang ating spiritual na buhay ay ayon sa ating pananaw, ayon sa ating, sa tingin natin ay yun ang gusto ni Lord. Pero yun kaya talaga. Are we satisfied with our spiritual life? Are we satisfied that what we are doing or how we live our lives is what the Lord or how the Lord wants us to live our spiritual life especially? Karamihan sa atin, meron tayo siyempreng mga pinapasukang mga trabaho, meron tayong mga negosyo, marami sa atin mga nag-aaral pa. And on the side, di ba? On the side, we come to church Sunday after Sunday. Yung iba nag-attend ng mga cell group meetings natin. On the side, we serve the Lord. Pagtawag ng some leaders, may meeting, so punta tayo, di ba? Free Bible ministry, oh, that's very good. We praise the Lord for that ministry na pinagkatiwala sa atin at nagpupuri ako sa Panginoon para doon sa mga humahayo. Yung ating Israel ministry, lalong-lalo na yung mga sumasama o nag-sponsor ng mga Israel seminars. At lahat yung mga pinag-aabalahan natin na sa church, di ba? So, kanya-kanyang involvement. Iba-iba ang ating degree of involvement dito, but are we satisfied? Diba? Yun po ba talaga ang pinagagawa sa atin? And yun na ba talaga, di ba? Are we satisfied with where we are right now? Where as a people, sabi sa 1 Peter 2:10, once you had no identity as a people, now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you have received God's mercy. Ibig sabihin po, dati, nung wala pa si Kristo sa buhay natin, wala tayong identity as far as God is concerned. Amen? Hindi nga tayo masasabing, oh, these are my people. Ito ang aking bayan. At siya ang ating Diyos. Pero nung tayo po ay na-born again, naging Kristiyano, at namuhay, binubuhay natin, sinasabuhay natin ang mga salita ng Diyos, sinasabi ng Panginoon, ito ang aking bayan. Hallelujah. Sino dito ang miyembro ng bayan ng Diyos? Who are in Christ? If you are not in Christ, you are not God's people. Outside the Kolambo, Amen? Kaya kailangan po ay siguraduhin natin Jesus has already done everything on the cross and it is up to us to have the faith and the trust in what He has done and we give our life to Him and we live our lives according to how He wants us to live it according to the Bible. And kaya nga po, sinasabi niya na I am your God and you are my people. Yun ang ibig sabihin sa 1 Peter 2:10. Nagkaroon tayo ng identity as His people. Now you are God's people. Ibig sabihin po, meron tayong Diyos na nagpapasakop tayo sa isang Diyos. Hindi natin siya pwedeng sabihin siya ang ating Diyos kung hindi naman tayo nagpapasakop pala, di ba? Hindi naman pala tayo sumusunod. And so, yun po ang ibig sabihin, the Lord looks at us as His own, His people. And paano ngayon po natin dapat sinasabuhay ang pagiging God's people? Hindi po ayon sa kalooban natin kung hindi sa kalooban ng Diyos. As I said, are we satisfied with how we live our lives? Mga kapatid, nagbago na po ang panahon. Times have changed. Amen? Kung dati po ay, yung sabi ko nga, parang yung pagiging Kristiyano natin ay yung ganun-ganun lang araw-araw, parang on the side lang, yung pagsiserve sa Lord, sabi natin, ah, okay na siguro yan, tama na ako. Okay na ako dyan. Okay ng aking spiritual life, di ba? But during this time, times have changed, these are the end times. Kitang-kita po natin, sabi ko nga kanina, based sa mga nangyayari sa Israel, ito po ang number one na timepiece or time clock or parang relo na makikita natin no? Or tinitingnan natin kung nasaan na tayo, malapit na bang katapusan. Hindi lang po yung mga lindol, yung mga tsunami, kasama po yan. Pero ang pinaka-main na timepiece is what is happening in Israel according to the prophets na nangyayari na po ngayon. And so these are the end times and hindi po kailangan pong makita natin saan naka-focus ang Diyos sa mga panahon na ito. Ano ang pinag-aabalahan? Ano ang plans and purposes of God during these end times? Amen? At kailangan pong ma-align natin yung ating buhay doon sa ano ang gustong gawin ng Diyos dito sa mga huling araw na ito. God wants to bring about the final redemption of this earth. Yung lubusan or yung final na pagkatubusan or pagtutubos ng mundong ito. Do you believe or do you know that this earth is not yet redeemed? Amen. Amen. Meron pong darating na redemption ng mundong ito. Hindi po ito yung final na plano ng Diyos para sa mundong ito. Ibabalik niya po yung katulad sa Garden of Eden, the time that sin has not yet come to this earth. So, darating po yung panahon na ang mundong ito ay lubusang ma-redeem ng Diyos at ito po ay sa pamamagitan ng muling pagbabalik ng Panginoong Jesus at pagtatatag ng kanyang kaharian dito sa mundong ito. Amen? So, ito po ang gustong gawin na ng Panginoon. Pero para po niya magawa ito, mga kapatid, kailangan pong maraming tao muna na makakilala sa Kanya. And so, what sa buhay po natin, are we doing our lives according to His directions or according to our own plans? Last week, narinig natin through Pastor Tech, ang isa sa mga signs of the end times, people will be lovers of themselves and money. No? At nawawala yung ating focus sa Diyos. Lumalayo tayo sa ano ba ang mga panukala, ano ba ang mga plano ng Diyos sa mundong ito sa panahon ngayon. Amen? And kailangan nga na ma-align natin ang ating buhay doon. So 1 Thessalonians 2:12, please open your Bibles. 1 Thessalonians 2:12. It says there, we pleaded with you. I'm reading from NLT. We pleaded with you, encouraged you, and urged you to live your lives in a way that God would consider worthy. For He called you to share in His kingdom and glory. No? So, hindi po buhay natin according to how we want it lived, but according to God, that a way, in a way that He would consider our lives worthy. Dahil po, no? Because He called us to share in His kingdom and glory. Sabihin natin, His will, His directions, not mine for my life. Amen. At alam din po natin, madalas ko pong sinasabi dito, that in the end, we're going to face the Lord Jesus and we're going to make accounting of our lives to Him. Diba? Magsusulit tayo sa Panginoon, darating ang panahon, nahaharapin natin ang Diyos, at magsusulit tayo sa ating buhay. Kaya, tiapat po, hindi po ang standard ni Lord ay hindi po yung standard natin kung hindi ano ang gusto niyang gawin natin at ginawa ba natin ito. No? Have you done what I wanted you to do? Yun po. That will be the bottom line when we face the Lord at the end. Kaya lang po, kadalasan, tayo po ay hindi tayo willing to go all the way with God. Madalas eh napapara tayo sa ating maraming mga kadahilanan, di ba? Nag-iisip tayo, hindi ko kaya yan. Nag-iisip tayo na hanggang dito lang ako. Ito lang aking nakakayanan, limitado ako. And many times we want to settle to a safe place, no? Comfortable place. Komportable na ako dito, safe ako dito. Bakit pa ako gagawa ng mga bagay na hindi ko naman makakayanan, di ba? Madalas yun ang ating pag sinabi ni Lord, halimbawa na pumunta ka dun sa isang lugar, iniisip natin, naku, baka ma-reject lang ako dyan. Dito na ako, mas madaling kausapin tong mga tao dito. Di ba? Or kung ano man po ang kung saan tayo nilalagay ni Lord, madalas pinapara natin dahil sa gusto natin na mas comfortable yung ating buhay. May example po dyan sa Bible, sa Genesis 19, start with verse 17. This is the story about Lot. Lot was a pamangkin po siya ni Abraham, and he was blessed so much because of Abraham, because of the covenant of God with Abraham. So na damay sa blessing itong si Lot. And dumating minsan, nakatira si Lot sa Sodom and Gomorrah, at dumating ang mga anghel doon at binigyan siya ng babala na sabi sa kanya ay gugunawin o sisirain ng Diyos ang Sodom and Gomorrah dahil sobra na ang kanilang kasalanan. Pero ang sabi ng Lord kay Lot, siya at ang kanyang pamilya ay ililigtas. No? So let's read from verse 17. Let's read together. When they were safely out of the city, one of the angels ordered, "Run for your lives and don't look back or stop anywhere in the valley. Escape to the mountains or you will be swept away." No? So ano po ang sabi ng anghel dito kay Lot saka sa kanyang pamilya ay tumakbo kayo and mag-escape to the mountains. Ibig sabihin, huwag kayong tumigil dito sa plain, doon, sa bundok. Takbo kayo doon. Pinabibilisan niya kasi sabi niya, bago ko gunawin ng Sodom and Gomorrah, you escape to the mountains. Anong sabi ni Lot? Verse 18, "Oh no, my Lord." Lot begged, "You have been so gracious to me and saved my life, and you have shown such great kindness, but I cannot go to the mountains. Disaster would catch up to me there, and I would soon die. See, there is a small village nearby. Please let me go there instead. Don't you see how small it is? Then my life will be safe." And so, ano sabi ni Lot? Wala po siyang trust sa Panginoon na makaya ng Panginoon na dalhin siya dun sa bundok. No? Sabi niya, "Hindi ko kaya. Mamamatay ako sa iyo. Magkakaroon ako ng disaster. Hindi ako makakaabot doon. Dito na lang kami. Dito na lang sa Sor. Sa isang village dito na malapit." All right, the angel said, I will grant your request. I will not destroy the little village. But hurry, escape to it, for I can do nothing until you arrive there. This explains why that village was known as Zoar, which means little place. Naniniwala ba tayo na ang Diyos po, mga kapatid, hindi tayo lagi pinipilit kung ayaw natin sa gusto niya, no? But we settle for the second best. Madalas, nandun ang best na sinasabi sa atin ni Lord, pero kung ayaw natin, pinapayagan niya tayo, but many times that is the second best or even the third best, di ba? Hindi siya namimilit kung ayaw natin. So itong nangyari dito kay Lot, sabi niya, dito na lang ako, safer place, Zoar. So Lot reached the village just as the sun was rising over the horizon. Then the Lord rained down fire and burning sulfur from the sky on Sodom and Gomorrah. He utterly destroyed them along with the other cities and villages of the plain, wiping out all the people and every bit of vegetation. And so, wala naman po nakalagay sa Bible kung anong nangyari kay Lot. Ibig sabihin, buhay sila. Pero alam naman natin na katulad ng nangyari, sulfur and fire and burning sulfur ito from the sky, no? At lahat nga daw ng plains ay na-destroy dito. Naalala ko dito yung, I think it was last year na nagkaroon ng pagputok ng vulkan sa Iceland ba yun? And isang lugar lang yon na pumutok ang vulkan, pero buong Europe ay apektado, hindi lang yata Europe, no? Hindi, maraming mga planes na, mga flights na cancel dahil yung sky nila ay napuno ng yung ashes, yung epekto ng ashes. And so ganun po, no? Ganun ang epekto ng kamukha ng ganitong ginawa sa Sodom and Gomorrah. So we can assume that actually the family of Lot here was affected. Although later on pinakita na umalis din sila, iniwanan din nila later yung Zoar dahil natakot sila sa gagawin ng mga tao doon at tumuloy din sila sa mountains. But in that place, nagkaroon ng depression si Lot, na naging lasenggo siya, and marami po nangyari sa kanilang hindi maganda, mga incest or whatever. And so ganito po, no, this is typical of us Christians, di ba? Yung nangyari dito kay Abraham ay kay Lot, na sinasabi ng Diyos sa kanya na doon pumunta sa mountains, di ba? As I said, hindi siya nagkaroon ng trust sa Lord. Sa tingin ba niya, ipapabayaan siya ng anghel na magkaroon ng disaster along the way? Sa tingin ba niya ay hindi siya kayang i-deliver ng mga anghel ng Diyos, no? Na hinintay siya na para bago maligtas, na bago nila gawin yung pagsisira sa Sodom and Gomorrah. He did not have that kind of trust sa Lord, no? And so he settled for a safer place, a more comfortable place during that time. And this is typical of us, most of us, no? Hindi lang Kristiyano, kung hindi natural sa isang tao, lagi na lang naghahanap tayo na mas madali dito, di ba? Okay na ako dito, mas komportable dito. Hindi natin iniisip kung ano ba ang gusto ng Diyos. And many times is because of, katulad ni Lot, wala tayong tiwala sa Diyos, di ba? Na kayang-kaya niya tayong dalhin doon sa kung ano man ang saan man niya tayo pinadadala or pinagagawa sa atin. Naalala ko sa nung when I was still working in the bank, may isang empleyado noon sa probinsya na matagal na siya sa bangko, staff, no? Tapos sinabi ko sa kanya, bakit ang tagal-tagal mo ng staff ka lang, bakit hindi ka mag-apply for officership training para maging officer ka naman, para umangat ang iyong posisyon? And sabi niya sa akin, tama na po ako dito. Sabi ko, ilang taong ka nang ganyan eh, no? Magre-retire ka na staff ka lang, samantalang open ang opportunities sa'yo. Pwedeng-pwede kang maging officer. Tataas ang sweldo mo, pag-retire mo, mas maganda makukuha mo. Diba? Siyempre, pagka-officer ka ng bangko, mas iba yon kaysa yung staff lang. Pero sabi niya sa akin, okay na po ako dito. Kontento na ako dito, no? Comfortable na siya sa kanyang posisyon. Kasi natatakot ako, sabi niya, na pagka naging officer ako, baka i-relocate ako. Yan. Baka ma-assign ako sa ibang probinsya. hindi ko, ayokong iwanan ng aking pamilya. Yung ganun ba? Yung he wants to settle in a safer, more comfortable position. At ayaw na niyang mag-take ng challenge. Di ba? Hindi naman yung Christian, but if we put that in our context, di ba? Hindi natin madalas tinitingnan kung ano ba talagang gusto ng Diyos. Di ba? Okay na ako dito. Madalas yun ang naririnig natin, di ba? Tama na ako. Tama na ang spiritual life ko, di ba? Pa-FBM ako dyan, pa-attend ng meeting dyan, nagsisunday service naman ako every Sunday, okay na yan. Nagbabasa ako ng Bible every day, 15 minutes, okay na yan, komportable na ako. Di ba? Pero as I'm challenging you at this time to look at our life from God's point of view. As I said, especially during these times. Times have changed. God is doing something here on earth. God is doing something during these times. Ang ating Israel ministry is very, very important. And I bless the Lord that many of you are very much involved here because this is the call of the times. Diba? For us to be on the side of God for what He is doing to restore Israel so that Jesus Christ can come as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and reign there in Jerusalem. Pero ano po ba yung aside from Israel, are we satisfied with our life? On a positive side, may mga marami pong examples naman sa Bible na hindi katulad ni Lot, no? Na tinanggap nila ang challenge ng Panginoon in the time that they were needed. For example po, sa Book of Esther. Sino rito nakabasa ng Book of Esther? Kung nag-the daily reading tayo at nag-sinusundan po natin ang ating mga reading guides. Ang reading guide po natin ay for the whole year, mababasa niyo ang buong Bible. So we have been using this for several days or several years. Dapat ilang beses na nating natapos ang Bible. Amen? Sino nakagawa na nito? Ayan, si Sister Bering. Oh. Senior citizen. Ayan. Nakailang beses mo nang nabasa ang Bible. But anyway, madadaanan po natin ang Book of Esther. Di ba? Napakaganda po ng istorya dyan. And just as a summary, si Esther po ay naging reyna sa pamamagitan ng isang incident. No? It was a miracle. Ang Diyos ang gumawa noon. And merong purpose, may layunin ng Diyos kung bakit naging reyna si Esther. Amen. And dito po, sa istorya dito, mababasa natin na si Esther ay isang reyna nga at di ba, ano bang gawain ng isang reyna? Magpaganda, di ba? 6 na buwan siyang inayos at pinaganda ng husto para maging maganda siya sa paningin ng hari. No? Ang isang reyna, nakatingin lang yan sa hari. Kung ano man ang dapat na, ang gusto ng hari, yun ang gagawin niya. So ang pinaka-trabaho ni Esther ay magpa-cute, magpaganda, pwede doon yung makeup. Dahil yun ang call, yun ang gawain niya, yun ang duty niya, magpaganda sa paningin ng hari. Diba? So she was living very comfortably, syempre, diba? Biro mo, reyna ka, no? Sino dito mga girls na nagkaroon ng, at one point in your life na parang nag-iisip na, sana naging reyna ako. O, reyna kayo ng inyong mga tahanan, yung mga ano dito, mga wives. No? Anyway, ang isang reyna, di ba, napaka-comfortable ang buhay, masyadong marangya, laging may sumusunod ng mga alalay, lahat-lahat. And so, yun po ang buhay ni Esther. Hanggang dumating ang isang araw, isang panahon na yung kanyang pinsan na si Mordecai ay sinabi sa kanya, by the way, Esther was a Jewish, no? Jewish ang kanyang she belonged to the Jewish race at hindi po alam 'yon ng kaharian during that time. So yung kanyang pinsan na si Mordecai ay sinabi sa kanya na nanganganib ang kanilang lahi, the Jewish race, nanganganib dahil papatayin ito ng isang kalaban, ang tawag ay si Haman, no? At sabi ni Mordecai sa kanya, dapat gumawa ka ng paraan, Esther, gawa ka ng paraan. Nandiyan ka sa trono, I mean sa kaharian ng hari. Ikaw ang pinakamalapit dyan na Jewish. Makakagawa ka ng paraan, sabi ni Mordecai sa kanya. Dahil kung hindi, ang buong lahi natin ay mawawipe out. Diba? And so, nung una, syempre, ayaw ni Esther dahil bawal, illegal, bawal na basta-basta na lang siyang lalapit sa hari. Dapat ang hari ang tumawag sa kanya. Eh, yung mga panahon na yun, hindi ko po naiintindihan itong klaseng kaharian na tinatawag siya ng hari, eh siguro mga once in 6 months lang. Mga ganyan po. Hindi yung araw-araw silang magkasama sa kwarto, hindi po gano'n, no? So, kailangan hintayin lang niyang tawagin siya ng hari. Kaya sabi ni Esther, delikado yung gagawin ko na ako ang lalapit sa hari. Ngayon ang sabi ni Mordecai sa kanya in Esther chapter 4 verse 14, at madalas po ito ay nako-quote. This is a very popular quotation. These are the words of Mordecai: if you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance and relief for the Jews will arise from some other place, but you and your relatives will die. Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for just such a time as this. Madalas po nako-quote ito. Who knows if God has raised you in such a time like this? Ibig sabihin, sabi ni Mordecai, naging reyna ka dahil sa panahon na ito. Kaya ka nandiyan sa trono ngayon. Dahil dito, just for this purpose. Nilagay ka ng Diyos dyan sa sitwasyon mo para sa pagkakataon na ito. Do you understand? Ngayon, sabi po ni Esther, nakuha naman ni Esther ngayon. Nakuha niyang burden sa kanyang Jewish people. At ang sabi niya, okay, in verse 16, go and gather together all the Jews of Susa and fast for me. No? Sige, sabi niya, mag-fasting kayo for 3 days. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will do the same. And then, though it is against the law, I will go in to see the king. If I must die, I must die. You know, this is a very popular quotation also. In other versions, it says, if I perish, I perish. Sabi ni Esther, sige. Sige, sabi niya, mag-fasting kayo, suportahan niyo ako ng fasting. Lalapit ako sa hari, kahit na alam ko na hindi ito legal, hindi ito yung practice dito. Mamatay man kung mamatay. If I perish, then I perish. In other words, si Esther po, no? She decided to get out of her comfort zone. She decided to get out of her comfortable position. Amen? And allowed herself to be used by God to save her people. This was her decision. And of course, alam natin ito, if we go on with the story, that she became successful and she saved the Jewish race. Kung hindi po, sana ay parang another Holocaust or the first Holocaust siguro ito. And so the Jewish race was preserved because of a queen who got out of her comfortable position, got out of her safe place, got out of her comfort zone, and allowed herself to be used by God in that time, in such a time as this. Amen? Sino naniniwala na hindi tayo tinawag ng Diyos? Hindi tayo sinave ng Diyos para magkaroon ng comfortable life. Oh? Siguro sabi sa inyo, oh? Amen? For us to live a happy worldly life, para lang mag-gather or magpayaman na magpayaman, tapos waldasin ito kaliwat kanan. Sinong naniniwala na hindi ka sinave ng Lord para maging komportable ka sa iyong buhay at wala kang pakialam kung ano man ang gusto ng Diyos para sa iyo. O wala kang pakialam sa mga tao na kapaligid sa iyo. God did not save us for us to be happy in a worldly way, in a worldly manner. God did not save us for us to live comfortably and ignore what He wants for our life. Just like Esther, God did not put her as a queen just to be just a queen and to enjoy being a queen. God has placed her there for a purpose. Amen, mga kapatid? And tayo po, mga kapatid, we are living in a generation, end-time generation, and God has a purpose for this generation. Amen? Si Pastor Rocky po, yung pinaka-founder natin, she was working comfortably as the assistant to the president ng kumpanya namin noon, the biggest finance company at that time of the Philippines. She was enjoying a high salary. She was enjoying a free car. May pa-travel-travel siya. Minsan pinadadala siya sa ibang lugar ng kumpanya. And she was enjoying the favor of management during that time. She was very close to management because she was the assistant to the president. She was rubbing elbows with the senior management ng kumpanya namin. At lahat ng mga managers, yung down the line, kung ano ang sabihin niya, sinusunod namin lahat kasi alam namin na galing sa presidente lahat yung mga sinasabi niya. Diba? She was living in a very comfortable position in her office. Pero may pagtawag ang Diyos sa kanya. Tinawag siya ng Diyos. Sinunod niya ang Diyos. And there was a time came that she had to get out of her comfortable position. She risked her life. Then nagbukas siya ng isang fellowship sa office. Very unpopular fellowship during that time. Hindi nila alam kung anong ginagawa namin. Hindi pa po uso yung born again nun. Hindi nila naintindihan yun. And she faced a lot of persecution. Sinabi sa kanya ng boss niya, para kang si Khomeini, etc., etc. And she endured all that. She had to leave her safe and comfortable position for the call of God during that time. She was practically fired, actually, because of the gospel. Pero dahil doon, she was raised up in a time like that. Dahil doon, ilan ang naborn again because of that situation. Ako unang-una po. And because of that, the Friends of Jesus Christ was born. And alam ko, ilan ang dumaan sa ministry na ito, nakatanggap sa Panginoon. Because somebody heeded the call of God and got out of her comfortable position and followed the Lord. Amen? Si Pastor Tech, chichismis kita, Pastor Tech. Hindi naman chismis kasi nasa dito ka. He was living a comfortable life here in the Philippines. And then he left for Canada to seek greener pasture for the family. So pag nasa Canada ka, di ba, it's very tempting to live a life of the West, comfortable life. Very tempting na magpayaman lang siya doon. Ganun naman karamihan, di ba, pag pumunta ka sa abroad, ano ang gusto mo, di ba? Gusto mo maging maganda ang iyong buhay. Maghanap ka ng magandang trabaho. Kaya marami mga kababayan natin na dalawa, tatlo ang trabaho sa abroad. Dahil nga dyan, di ba? Kaya ka nga nag-abroad eh. Parang ganun, di ba? And so it was very tempting to just live a life that would make his family comfortable. Live a life that is comfortable. Pero hindi niya maiwasan ang pagtawag ng Diyos. And in the midst of all of his work and seeking a good, magandang buhay naman para sa pamilya niya, the Lord allowed him to start a church there. Friends of Jesus Christ, Canada was born. At alam natin kung ilang mga kaluluwa ang nakatanggap sa Panginoon dahil sa obedience ni Pastor Tech. He got out of his comfortable position just being a father and a husband in a family man in Canada. And he followed the Lord. He obeyed what the Lord wanted him to do. Amen? At sa ngayon, siya ay presidente po ng ministerial fellowship doon ng about 60? Presidente po siya ng Ministerial Fellowship of 60 Filipino Pastors in Toronto. At alam ko na ito ay pagtawag ng Diyos sa kanya in such a time like this. Amen? Because God wants all the Filipinos in Toronto to be born again. And so I know that hindi siya satisfied dito sa kanyang position nito. He is going to seek the Lord. What is his plan and purpose for him and for the Filipino pastors in such a time as this? We belong to this generation for a purpose. We have been raised in such a time like this. Naisip ba natin, bakit hindi ako pinanganak noon? Bakit hindi ako kasama sa susunod na generation? Bakit tayo, nandito tayo sa generation na ito? Naisip nyo na ba yun? God has a plan, a purpose for all of us. And as a church, as a spiritual family, tinitingnan po natin yan, mga kapatid. Hindi tayo kontento sa ating sitwasyon sa panahon na ito. Amen? Naniniwala ba tayo na ito ang plano ng Diyos? Ito lang, tingnan nyo, ilan tayo? Naniniwala ba kayo na ito lang ang plano ng Diyos para sa Friends of Jesus Christ? Sino naniniwala? Sino nagsasabing, tama na to, dami na natin. Sino naniniwalang mas marami pa dapat? Sinong may gustong ang buong Pilipinas ay maging Kristiyano lahat ng tao? Sinong naniniwalang yung present government natin, matatapos din sila, di ba? May katapusan ang kanilang mga terms, di ba? Amen? Mawawala rin sila. Sinong papalit? Nakahanda ba tayo sa ating papalit? Ang kalaban po nakahanda. Meron na siyang mga nasa listahan kung sino pa yung mga corrupt dyan na papalit. Pero ang church, Christians, ready ba tayo? Sino ba ipapalit natin? Kailangan ang generation na ito ay mabago, magkaroon ng righteousness, magkaroon ng generation ang Christians who want to serve the Lord and the country. Amen? At kailan po tayo mag-umpisa doon? Hindi po tayo satisfied sa ating sitwasyon, mga kapatid. Ilan ang population ng Metro Manila? O sabihin na lang natin dito sa Makati. Ilang milyon? Tapos ilan tayo? During our anniversary, pag nag-anniversary tayo, huwag na lang anniversary, kasi kasama sa anniversary, mga Pampanga, mga taga-probinsya. December affair. Pag nandun tayo, nagsa-celebrate tayo ng December affair. Pinupuno ni Sister Norma ng ilang chairs. I think yung huli siguro, mga 1,000. So puno yung 1,000. Yung iba pa doon, dahil sa raffle, ang dami natin. Pero more or less, 1,000 dito sa Metro Manila. 1,000 out of how many millions ang narito. No? So are we satisfied? Sinong satisfied? Sinong gustong mas marami pa tayo? Amen. Pero hindi lang po ito wishful thinking, mga kapatid. Lagi natin inuulit-ulit dito. Ang ating part ng ating vision is Matthew 24:14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations. And then the end will come. Malapit na po yan. That means malapit na po yung sinasabi ni Lord that this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. That means, mga kapatid, and this has been proclaimed by many current or present-day prophets, that revival is about to happen in the whole earth. In this land, dito kasama ang Pilipinas. At sinasabi nga nila, unang-una, mangungunahan dito sa Asia, pangungunahan ng Pilipinas ang revival. Amen? Pag ang revival po, ang ibig sabihin ng revival, mga kapatid, dagsa-dagsang tao ang naging biglang naging uhaw na uhaw sa Diyos. Dagsa-dagsang tao yung gustong makakilala sa Diyos. Dagsa-dagsang tao ang biglang maghahanap ng mag-aalaga sa kanila, ipakilala ang Diyos sa kanila. Church, are we ready for that? Hindi po tayo handa. Darating po yung panahon na yan. That is coming because that is in the Word of God. Hindi po papayag si Lord na darating ang wakas na hindi po makilala siya ng lahat ng tao. And so there is going to be that kind of movement. A revival is going to come. And we have to prepare for that as a church. Amen? Sino ang kasama dito sa revival nito? Sino ang gusto magpagamit sa Lord? Amen? Darating po ang panahon, mga kapatid, paghahandaan po natin yan. Kaya in-steer up ko lang kayo, let us not be satisfied with what we have right now. Kailangan pong dumami tayo, kailangan pong paghandaan natin yung pagdating ng dagsa-dagsang taong ito. The Lord has raised us up in the time like this. Amen? Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, ikaw ay magiging leader. Everybody is going to be a leader and everybody is going to raise up leaders. Pag naging leader ka, ibig sabihin po ang leader lang naman, mga kapatid, huwag kayong masyadong mabigla or masindak doon sa term na yan. Hindi ko po kayo patatayuin dito para mag-preach. Ibig lang sabihin pong leader, meron kayong inaalagaan. At yung aalagaan ninyo ay mag-aalaga din ng iba. Amen? At yung aalagaan nila ay mag-aalaga pa rin ng iba din. Kaya leader, 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 tuloy-tuloy. Lahat tayo magiging leader. Amen? Ang anak ng Diyos. Mga special people. God is calling us in such a time like this. We have to move and prepare for the coming revival. Amen? Meron pong isang church na nagbigay ng ganitong testimony. Dati 200 lang sila. Ngayon, after 6 years, naging 10,000 sila and they are gearing up to become 20,000. Sayang, naunahan tayo sa PICC. Dahil ang kanilang services ngayon ay sa PICC na. Saan yung gusto mag-service tayo later? Sa Araneta? You know, by that time, mga kapatid, because this spirit of revival is in the Philippines now. Kaya ayoko pong mahuli tayo. By that time na mag-decide tayo na sa Araneta tayo, mga kapatid, siguro pang 100 tayo sa pila. Because the other churches will be there. Amen? Ang nakikita ko, we're going to have our services in our homes. Bawat kanto, may service ang Friend of Jesus Christ. Amen? Hindi po, alam ko yung mga ngiti of unbelief ang mga ngiti nyo. Pero maniwala kayo mangyayari ito. Amen? Sabi niya, ang church nila ngayon, they're having 16 services during the week. Nagpapatawa pa nga eh. May Sunday service kami pag Wednesday. May Sunday service kami pag Thursday. Alam niyo ibig niyang sabihin, nagsiservice sila para doon sa mga nagko-call center, for example, na Sunday may trabaho. So may service sila ng Thursday para yung mga free ng Thursday doon nagsa-Sunday service. 16 services during the week. And during Sundays, they hold their services at the PICC. Doon lang sila kaya 200 newcomers every Sunday. How do you like that? Ay kung ito pong church na ito ay mag-multiply ng ilang folds. Ibig sabihin kung maraming mga churches yung magiging kamukha niya, hindi po imposible darating ang panahon, the whole Philippines will be evangelized. The whole Philippines will be raising up all Filipinos will be raising up their hands and declaring Jesus Christ as Lord. Amen? Pero hindi po ito magagawa, mga kapatid, na hindi lahat tayo dapat ma-involve. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, narinig mo? Tinatawag ka. Ang gusto po ni Lord, ha? Ano po ang Great Commission ng Panginoong Jesus? Ito po ang kanyang commission sa atin, mga kapatid. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations. And when the Lord said, all the nations, make disciples, ha? Hindi lang yung pag-share-share, hindi lang yung ano tawag natin, yung rally-rally. Make disciples, ibig sabihin, alagaan, tuturuan ng tamang pamumuhay bilang Kristiyano. Make disciples of all nations. The Lord was not talking about 1,000 people only. Di ba? Sinong may gusto or sinong naniniwala ang dapat buong mundo ma-evangelize for Jesus Christ? Unahan natin ang Islam. Amen? Dumadami po sila. Unahan natin. Dumadami ang Islam. Ang church ng Panginoong Jesus tulog. Naghihintay ng susunod na generation. Akala ko rin po eh. Akala ko rin, ang end times will be the next generation. Kaya madalas sinasabi ko, mga youth, wake up youth, young people. It is your generation. Hindi pala eh, generation ko pala. A generation mo! Generation mo, Sister Bering! Amen? Kayang-kaya pa ni Sister Bering, she's 80 years old. Kayang-kaya ni Sister Bering na mag-alaga ng 12. Amen? Kayang-kaya. Sino rito may kayang-kaya? Alam nyo, kayang-kaya. Kayang-kaya nyo? Hindi, hindi. Kayang-kaya ni Lord sa inyo. Amen? Kaya hindi kayo nagtataas ng kamay, akala nyo kayo ang gagawa eh. God is able to do exceedingly, ano pa? Abundantly, above all that we can ask or even think. Amen? According to the power that is in us. Huwag po kayo mag-alala, mga kapatid. Pinag-aaralan po natin ang structure. Ha? Hindi naman kayo isasalang ng basta-basta ganun. Tinatanong ko lang kayo kung gusto nyo. Amen? Gusto nyo ba? Gusto nyo makita yung mga kapamilya nyo, mga kapitbahay ninyo, mga kabarangay ninyo, nakasama natin, nagsiserve at nag-worship sa Lord? Amen. Balungkot po sa langit kung tayo-tayo lang nandun. Magsasawa tayo sa mga mukha natin. Kung tayo-tayo lang. Mas masaya kung buong barangay, buong Pilipinas nandoon. Amen? Buong Canada nandoon. Amen? Sino pong gagawa nun, mga kapatid? Hindi po mga anghel. Tayo, inihintay ni Lord. Huh? And this one po, itong Matthew 24:14, darating na po ito. Whether we like it or not, darating na po ito. At ayaw po natin na malampasan tayo, biro mo, huh? Yung surge ng mga tao ay tapos dinaanan tayo, na-miss natin kasi hindi tayo handa, di ba? Lapit sila sa atin. Ano kaya, di ba? Na-imagine nyo ba? Isang Sunday, ang laki ng crowd dyan sa baba, nagsasabing, gusto ko, gusto ko, gusto ko, sama ako, sama ako. Alagaan nyo ako, turuan nyo ako ng Bible. Gusto ko ng Bible. Ah, marami tayo niyan, di ba? O ito Bible. Pero tatanong sila, paano to basahin? Turuan mo ako, ano bang dapat kong gawin, di ba? Tapos sasabihin natin, ay, teka muna. Wala pa kaming cell meeting. Teka muna, tanungin ko muna sa pastor ko. Ay, teka muna, hindi ko alam yan eh. Hindi po pwede. Amen? Hindi po, we should not miss this opportunity. It's coming. The Lord said, everybody will hear about the gospel. Everybody will, the gospel will be testified, will be witnessed. At gagamitin po tayo mga Kristiyano. Because we are special people. Amen? Because we are His children. Because we are God's people. Amen? Hindi po lalabas ang Diyos. Hindi po niya gagamitin yung mga hindi siya kilala. Hindi niya gagamitin yung mga hindi special na tao sa Kanya. Ang gagamitin niya ay ang Kanyang mga anak. Amen? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, you are special. Kaya magpagamit ka sa Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And so as I said, mga kapatid, these are critical, these are challenging times. We cannot just sit down and watch the end time events unfold before our eyes. We want to be involved. Tulad po ng pagiging involved natin sa Israel. Mamaya po, pupunta kami, ayan, si Pastor Maxi dumating na, pupunta kami sa Mindoro. As I said, tomorrow will be our seminar on Israel. And the pastors doon, the pastors, every time we give this seminar on Israel, some of the pastors will be teary-eyed. Some pastors will come to me and sasabihin, dapat po alam ng lahat ng pastors ito. Some pastors will talk to me and tell me, marami kaming pinag-aabalahan sa church, meron palang mas importante naming pinapanalangin. A pastor once told me, Pastora, kung hindi ka po pumunta dito sa amin sa Bataan, hindi po namin malalaman to. That's why I praise the Lord for giving us Israel ministry. This is the call of the times, amen, for us to stand with Israel. For us to be involved in what God is doing to restore Israel so that the kingdom of Jesus Christ can already come. He wants us to be involved, the body of Christ. Pero hindi lang po Israel. Ngayon po, He wants souls to be saved. He wants souls. And He wants us to be involved, Christians, the body of Christ. He wants us to be involved in what He is doing during these end times. That means bringing more souls into His kingdom. That the gospel will be witnessed. That everybody will hear about Jesus Christ. Akala ko noon, doon lang yun sa mga Arab mangyayari. Eh dito, wag na tayong maglayo. Sa Pilipinas po, napakarami. Dito sa atin, ilang percent, according to their statistics, 10-12% of Filipinos are real Christians. Ang sinasabi nila sa AFP, we pray na in 10 years during this Jubilee season, we are going to be 30%. But God can do more than that. Amen? Sabihin natin siguro, 10 years, Lord, 50%. Amen? Ako lang bang may faith? 50%. Amen? Pero kailangan po, let's get out of our comfort zone, mga kapatid. In the meantime that we are studying as the structure, in the meantime na pinag-aaralan po natin lahat ito, mga kapatid, I just want you to please continue sa ating buhay po, ang ating goals lagi, goals natin for this year, Christ-likeness, transformation into the image of Jesus Christ. Amen? Ayusin natin ang ating buhay. Hindi po tayo kaya pwedeng gamitin ni Lord, mga kapatid, na ang ating buhay ay hindi naman, yung sabi niya kanina, our life is not worthy to be used by the Lord. So ayusin natin ang buhay natin ng tuloy-tuloy. Magpaayos tayo sa Lord. Amen? Please be faithful in your cell groups. Yung mga wala pa pong cell groups, please join our cell groups. Because in the new structure, the cells will be the center. And in the meantime po, na pinaplano natin lahat ito at inaayos natin ito, I really pray that the Great Commission, the love for souls will continue to burn in your hearts. Amen? Hinihingi po yan sa Lord. Hingin natin sa Lord. Lord, give me your heart for souls. Give me your heart, your passion for souls. Amen? I want to be used by you, Lord. Katulad po ni Esther, she got out of her comfort zone and be used by God to save the Jewish people. She got out of her comfortable position as a queen. Lahat po tayo, may mga ganyang inaalagaan sa ating buhay, pero i-redirect po natin ang ating attention let's ask the Lord for His directions for us. And sundin po natin, hindi lang po yung gusto natin, kung hindi ang gusto ng Lord. As I said, once again, Ephesians 3:20, God is able. No? Now all glory to God who is able through His mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Hallelujah. Let's all stand up now. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just lift up your hands before the Lord and receive the fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, fill us, Lord. Fill us anew, Lord. Fill us afresh with your Spirit. Fill us afresh with your power, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Rababakarabasandia. Hallelujah. Para po makaroon kami ng kapangyarihan, Lord, na mag-decide, Lord, to be on your side, to do what you want for us, Lord. Hallelujah. Be filled with the Spirit of God. Those who can pray in the Spirit, can pray in tongues, just release this right now. Hallelujah. Let's all pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah, Rababakarabasandia. When you pray in tongues, you're talking to God and not to men. Be filled with the Spirit of God. Be filled with the power of God. Hallelujah. As you pray in tongues, Shalabakarayalabarababakarabasia. Hallelujah. Just focus on God. Talk to Him. Talk to Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fill me up, Lord. Fill me up, O God, with your power, your presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Rabashia la Barabababa Karabasanda Yadi Yala Barabababa Karabasanda. Hallelujah, Rabashia la Bayala Barabababa Karabasanda Hallelujah, Rabashia la Bayala Barabababa Karabasanda. Hallelujah, Rabashia la Bayala Barabababa Karabasanda Yadi 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 Hallelujah. Here I am, Lord. Use me. Here I am, Lord. Use me, Lord. Narito po ang aking buhay. Nag-iisa po itong buhay kong ito, Panginoon. Gamitin mo, Lord, sa mga panukala mo. Your plans and purposes for this time. You have raised me up, Lord. I am alive at this time for a purpose, O God. Hallelujah. Rabashikir, labakarabasandiya. Hindi baliwala ang buhay ko. Hindi ako patapon. I am living in this time for your purpose, O God. Use me, Lord. Hallelujah. Rabashikiala barabakarabasandiya. Hallelujah. Rabashala bayala barabakarabasandiya. Rabashala bayala barabakarabasandiya. You are my God. You are my God. I am. We are your people. You are my God. Hallelujah. Ano man ang gusto mo, Panginoon, yun ang mangyayari sa buhay ko. Use me, Lord, for your purposes at this time. Hallelujah. Rabashala barabababababakabasandaya. Fill me with your power. Fill me with your anointing, O God. Fill me with your love for souls. Give me your passion, Lord, for souls, O God. Hallelujah. Olabakarabasandaya. Olabakarabasandaya. Hallelujah. 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 All nations, Lord, you want, Lord, all nations, O God, dominated for the gospel. people of Jesus Christ. Begin, Lord, here in the friends of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Rabashikiala Rabakabasande. Use us, O God, for this purpose. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are in me. You are the power. You are the mighty power within me, Lord. Hallelujah. And you are able to do it, O God, through me, Lord. Lord, mangyayari lahat yung mga vision na ito na binigkas namin ngayon. Mangyayari ang iyong salita, O God. Hallelujah. In Matthew 24:14. Now, in this generation, you said before the end will come and the end times are here, O God. Hallelujah. We don't want to miss this revival, Lord. Gusto namin hindi po butas ang aming net, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for releasing, O God, your anointing, your commission to the friends of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, rabashakara yalabayala barababababakabasandia. Hallelujah. And for your personal needs, lumuhod tayo muli sa Panginoon. Hallelujah. Rabashik yalaba yalaba rabakarabasanda da 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 yalaba yalaba rabakarabasanda da 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 da. Ang sabi ni Lord, do not worry about anything, but in prayer and supplication, make known your requests to God. Hallelujah. Bigay natin ang ating mga prayer requests sa Panginoon. Hallelujah. Lord, we humble ourselves before you. We are in a position, Lord, in our posture of supplicating. Hallelujah. Hinihingi namin ito, Panginoon. You said, ask and you shall receive. You said, we make known our requests to you. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. You said, seek and you shall find. You shall knock and the door will be opened to you. You said, seek and we will find you. You said, if we abide in your words and your words abide in us, ask whatever you will and it will be done for you. You said, ask whatever you ask the Father in the name of Jesus, it will be done for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hingin mo sa Ama sa pangalan ni Jesus. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray, Father, for healing, physical healing in the name of Yeshua. By your stripes, we were healed, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord, for inner healing, Lord. Take away all bitterness. Cause us to forgive, Lord. Hallelujah. Heal all the hurts, all the pains of the past. Just heal us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, paunla rin mo ang aming mga negosyo, Panginoon. Yung aming mga sales, Lord. Inihingi namin, Lord, increase in sales for those who are in sales. Hallelujah. Promotion for those who are employed. Hallelujah. Deliverance for those who are in bondage. Deliverance from indebtedness, Lord. Take away the habit of indebtedness in the name of Jesus. Deliverance, oh God. Hallelujah. From oppression. Deliverance from depression in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ginagapos namin si Satanas at ang lahat ng mga demonyo na nag-oppress sa aming buhay, ginagapos namin kayo sa pangalan ni Jesus. We cast you out right now in the name of Jesus. And we pull down your strongholds in our life. In the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus, we declare freedom from all forms of bondage. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. receive your answers to your prayers by faith now. Hallelujah. And thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, na magaling na po ako, Panginoon. Thank you, Lord, na mababayaran ko na lahat ng mga utang ko, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that I am free, O God, from financial lack, Lord. Hallelujah. Lahat ng mga kailangan ko ay tutugunan mo, Lord. Mga pangangailangan ng mga bata sa eskwela, Panginoon. You're faithful, O God, to provide for this. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, sa mga hinihingi na yung mga trabaho, lalong-lalo na sa mga kalalakihan, Panginoon. Heads of the family, Lord, we pray and we thank you. We receive, O God, the answers to our prayers for jobs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We give you honor and praise. May call the Rev. 5. May call. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you honor. We give you praise. We give you thanks, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. And let's sing that song today. Sing this from your heart.
Lord of hosts, we
Today, I choose to follow you, Jesus. You have raised me up in such a time like this. Thank you, Father. Amen. Please sit down now. Baka meron pa po dito ang hindi pa po nakakatanggap sa Panginoon. Ito po ang iyong pagkakataon, mga kapatid. Tulad po ng narinig natin, hindi tayo tinitingnan ni Lord na God's people if we are not part of His family. At para po makapasok sa pamilya ng Diyos, kailangan pong buksan natin ang ating puso sa Panginoong Jesus. Siya po ang namatay para sa ating mga kasalanan. Tinanggal po niya ang kasalanan na balakid para tayo ay makabalik sa Ama. At ito po ay ginawa niya sa cross, mga kapatid. Ang kailangan po natin ay tanggapin natin ito sa ating puso, panaligan natin itong katotohanan ito, at ibigay natin ang ating buhay sa Kanya bilang ating tagapagligtas at Panginoon. Kung wala po ang Panginoong Jesus at ang Kanyang ginawa sa cross, ay wala po tayong buhay. Meron lang po tayong buhay dahil sa cross, what He did, and His resurrection. At kung ito po ay ang ibig po ninyo ay makatanggap sa Panginoon, ito po ang panalangin. Just follow me. Open your heart to the Lord and receive Him and trust your life to Him as your Lord and Savior. Panginoong Jesus, ako po ay makasalanan at kailangan ko po ng kaligtasan. Pinagsisisihan ko po ang buhay na walang Diyos. Ako po ay nagbabalik loob sa pamamagitan mo, Panginoong Jesus. Binubuksan ko ang aking puso sa iyo. Namatay ka sa cross para bayaran ang mga kasalanan ko. Kaya tinatanggap po kita bilang aking tagapagligtas. At nabuhay kang muli para mabigyan ako panibagong buhay, buhay na walang hanggan, panibagong pag-asa. Tinatanggap kita, Panginoong Jesus, bilang aking Panginoon. Magmula ngayon, kayo po ang masusunod sa buhay ko. Bigyan mo ako ng iyong espiritu para makapamuhay ako ayon sa kalooban mo. Maraming salamat po, Panginoong Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mahal ka ng Diyos, dapat mong malaman, hindi ka niya pababayaan. Kanyang ibigay buktok na anak upang sino man sumampalataya ay may buhay na wala hanggang ang kanyang anak na si Jesus. Siya ang daan at katotohanan. Siyang buhay at tulay, ang daan patungo sa Diyos. Kung ibig mo siya'y tanggapin, sa Kanya manalangin at Kanyang pangako'y gawin.